Shvuot, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yagimel. Mashpia ani alecha. Somebody who makes two Edom take a Shvuot that they don't know Edus, that is no gad to him, and he says, I am placing you under oath, mitzav ani alecha. Or he says, I am commanding you b'shvuah to come say Edus. Oitzrechem ani. Or he says, I am offering you b'shvuah that you should come say Edus. Hari elu chayavim. If the Edom take the Shvuah, and it turns out they really did know the Edus, they are chayav to bring a korban, as all three Lashonos mentioned over here are good Lashonos for a Shvuah. Now that was the Edom are chayav a korban if they take the Shvuah. That's only if Hashem's name was used with the Shvuah. Bashamayim uvaaretz, hari elu petur. If the person makes them take a Shvuah b'shamayim uvaaretz, he says, Mashpia ani aleichem b'shamayim uvaaretz, and he doesn't use Hashem's name, and the Edom take the Shvuah, they would be puzzled from bringing a korban, as Shemayim v'aretz is not Hashem's name, it doesn't refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ba'alef dalet b'yudke. If he said, Mashpia ani aleichem ba'alef dalet or yudke, these are names that refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not the Shem HaMiyuchot. It's not yudke vavke, it's not the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but since these names are used to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it would be good enough, and they would be high of a korban if they take the Shvuah and really did know the Edus. Or, b'shakai b'tzvakos. He makes them take the Shvuah b'shakai u'b'tzvakos. These names also refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chanun v'rachom, b'erech apayim, v'rav chesed u'b'cho akinuyim. Or he says, mashpiani aleichem b'chanun u'b'rachom, or b'erech apayim, or v'rav chesed, or any other names that refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hari elu chayavim, if they ate him, take the Shvuah, and it turns out that they did know the Edus, they would be chayav to bring a korban, as all these names, even though they are not the Shem HaMiyuchad, still since they refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the person would be chayav to bring a korban. HaMekalel b'kulon chayav, divrei Rabbi Meir, b'chachamin paitrim. Somebody who is Mevarech Hashem with one of these names, one of the kinuyim that are mentioned above, he would be chayav skila, according to Rabbi Meir. As a Megadeth is only chayav if he uses Hashem's name, and according to Rabbi Meir, the chiyus skila is, even if he doesn't use the Shem HaMiyuchad, if he was Mevarech Hashem with one of these names, he would also be chayav skila, and the Chacham argues, they say you're only chayav skila if you use the Shem HaMiyuchad, Yudke Bavke. The Chacham do agree, though, that by Shvuas Ha'edis, you don't need to use the Shem HaMiyuchad, even if he took the Shvuah with one of the kinuyim, you would be chayav a korban. HaMekalel Aviv Imo B'kulon Chayev Dibrei Rabbi Meir V'chachamim Paitrim. Somebody who is Mekalel, his father or his mother, with one of the kinuyim mentioned above, according to Rabbi Meir, you would be Chayev Skila. And somebody who is Mekalel, his father or his mother, is Chayev Skila if he uses Hashem's name. And according to Rabbi Meir, you don't need to use the Shem HaMiyuchad. And the Chacham argue, they say, you're only Chayev Skila if you use the Shem HaMiyuchad. HaMekalo Atmo V'chavero V'kulon Over V'lo Sase. Somebody who curses out himself or his friend using one of the kinuyim mentioned above, you would be chayav a lo sase. There's no chiyuskila in this case, but you would be over on a lo sase if you curse somebody else out or yourself out using one of Hashem's names, one of the names that refers to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yachra Elokim V'chein Yachra Elokim Zuhi Allah Haksuba Betorah. Somebody who says to two Edom that Hashem should strike you if you know about Edus that is nogeh to me and you are not made in Bezdin. Or he says, Bechein Yachre Elohim. This is referring to if somebody, here is somebody reading the parsha in the Torah which says, Yachre Elohim B'shachepes. And when he hears that, he turns to the two Edom and he says to the Edom, so too Hashem should strike you if you know about Edus that is nogeh to me and you are not made in Bezdin. This is included in the Allah, which is written in the Torah. As the Torah says about Shvuas Ha'edus, Vishama Kol Allah. They heard the voice of an oath. This is also called an oath, and therefore, if the Edom really did know the Edus, and they deny knowing the Edus, after the person said to them, Yachra Elokim, they would be chayav to bring a korban. Al Yachra. If the person tells the Edom, Hashem should not strike you if you know about the Edus, and you are made in Bezdin, Vivarechacha. Or he says Hashem should bless you if you are made in Bezdin. B'yetiv lach. Or he says Hashem should do good to you if you are made in Bezdin. Rabbi Meir Mechayev. Rabbi Meir says that if they really knew about the Edus and they are not made in Bezdin, they would be chayev to bring a korban. As miklau lav atashomea hein. From no, you can infer yes. from the fact that he said Hashem should not strike you if you are made, we can infer that what he is saying to them is that if you are not made, Hashem should strike you. Therefore, this is an Allah, this is an oath, and therefore they are chayav to bring a korban. The Chachamim say in this case, they are patur from bringing a korban, as the Rabbanim hold that as far as Shavuos Ha'edus is concerned, we do not say Miklal Lav Ata Shomea Hein. This is not included in Allah. In order to be considered in Allah, he would have to say Beferish Yachka Elokim. Mesachet Shavuos Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. Shavuos HaPikaron Noheges Ba'Anashim Uva'Anashim. Shavuos HaPikaron is somebody was given money as a deposit to watch for somebody else, or was loaned some money, or stole some money, and when the owner of the money asked to have the money returned to him, he denied having the money and took a shvua to that effect. And the din is that if he admits later on that he was lying, and the shvua was a shvua sheker, he has to give back the principal plus an additional fifth, plus he has to bring a korban asham. Now the Mishnah tells us that the dinim of shvua zebikaran apply both to men and to women for rechokim uvekrovim. Whether the person who took the shvua was related to the owner of the money or not, it makes no difference. Baksherim uvepsulim. Whether the person who took the shvua is kashulatus or postulatus, in either case, the dinim of shvua zebikaran apply as opposed to shvua zeedus, which we discussed in the previous parak. That shvua only applies to people that are kashulatus. B'fnei bezin, u'shalo b'fnei bezin, mei pi atzma. If the person took the shvua himself, then it makes no difference whether he took the shvua in front of bezin or not in front of bezin. And even if he was placed under oath and he said amen, that's the same as if he took the shvua himself, and the dinim of shvua zebikaran would apply even if that happened outside of bezin. U'mipi acherim eino chayev ad sheyich bravo b'bezin divrei Rabbi Meir. But if he was placed under oath and did not say amen, instead he simply denied having the money, in such a case, the dinim of shvua zebikaran would only apply if he was placed under oath in front of Betzin, according to Rabbi Meir. V'chachamim oimrim, bein mipi atzmo, bein mipi acherim, kivan shekaper bochayim. The Chachamim hold, whether he took the shvua himself, or whether he was placed under oath and denied having the money, in either case, he would be chayav to bring a korban, whether this happened in front of Betzin or not. V'chayev al zadon hashvua, ba shigigaso, im zadon hapikaron. If he was amazed in the shvua, meaning to say that he knew he had the money, and he also knew that by taking the shvua sheker, he'd have to bring a korban, that's called mezra shvua, or if he was shogeg together with zadon hapikaron, meaning to say that he knew he was lying, he knew he really had the pikaron, but he was shogeg in that which he did not know, he'd have to bring a korban for making a shvua sheker. In either case, this is called mezid, and he would have to bring a korban. But if he was totally shogeg, meaning to say at the time he took the shvua, he did not realize that he had to be cut on, in such a case, he would not be chayav to bring a korban. Uma chayav al dona. What is he chayav to bring? When he takes the shvua b'mezid, asham b'kesef shkalim. He has to bring a korban. Asham, which is worth at least kesef shkalim, meaning two shkalim. That would be the minimal value of the korban that he has to bring.